Watcher, and a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. What to start with is always a dilemma, but this one chose itself. Second Waltz, composed by Dmitri Shostakovich, and that's from a recently released Japanese Venus album by Vladimir Shravronov. Obviously, he's also a Russian, born in St. Petersburg in his case, but then moved to Israel, then on to Finland, inevitably to New York, but he eventually returned to Finland and is now a Finn officially. Only got a couple of his albums, but a glorious blend of a classically trained pianist with a real jazz touch. The CD is called From Russia With Love, all Russian songs, and yes, the Lionel Bart title song is also there. This was recorded in Stockholm, Feb 2015, with Hans Backenroth bass and Bent Stark drums. Charlie Parker's next, but not as you're probably expecting. Thank you. A few years ago, 2015, Verve released a 2-CD set of Charlie Parker's Bird with Strings recordings, including lots of alternate takes. Recording with strings was Bird's idea, and he contacted Norman Granz, and it was all set up. Bird had asked to play with strings as far back as 41, but it wasn't until he was with Granz that it finally came to fruition. This was the summer of 1950. By which time, of course, Charlie Parker had a reputation as the progressive innovator, the founder of bebop, and a true master of the alto. Compare and contrast, as they say, that earlier style with this gloriously melodic recording of They Can't Take That Away From Me, the Gershwin song from the Fred Astaire 1937 film Shall We Dance. Bernie Leighton, piano, Ray Brown, bass, Buddy Rich, drums, plus Joseph Singer, French horn, Eddie Brown, oboe, and of course, those strings. For Bird fans, this is a fantastic album. Let's change gear. And yet another Rudy Van Gelder recording session, this time for Blue Note. The album is called Return of the Prodigal Son, recorded June-July 67, under the leadership of one of our fave tenor men, Stanley Turrentine, with Blue Mitchell trumpet, Garnet Brown trombone, James Spaulding alto, Duke Pearson Hammond B3. Unusual to see him at the organ. Pearson also did all the arrangements on this album. McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw bass, Ray Lucas drums, and Richard Landrum congas, bongos, and tambourine. That was the Aretha Franklin compo, Dr. Feelgood. The CD reissue of the original LP also contains an alternate take of Dr. Feelgood. Here's a fabulous version of Coltrane's Namer. Thank you. John Coltrane's song Neymar, recorded in New York, September 2005, by Austin Peralta, piano, Ron Carter, bass and Billy Kilson, drums. Peralta was the son of a skateboard champion father and a filmmaker mother. Prodigiously talented, he heard a Bill Evans CD at the age of 10 and switched from his classical music studies to jazz immediately. At the age of 12, he won the Shelley Mann Award for New Talent, presented by the LA Jazz Society. This album, Maiden Voyage, was recorded when he was still 14, and his subsequent rise to stardom seemed assured. As he was still so young, it was somewhat inevitable that he'd veer off towards the jazz fusion end of the spectrum. But tragically, just after his 22nd birthday, he was dead. Viral pneumonia aggravated by alcohol and drugs. The old jazz muso drug culture cliché still haunts us, sadly. Next, Funk Boulevard.
We'll be right back.
Funk Boulevard, written and played by altoist Eric Allison. He plays flute, tenor or clarinet on other songs on this Contemporary Records album. Recorded in March 96 in West Palm Beach, Florida, Allison is from Miami. His long-term chum, Billy Marcus, is on piano, Phil Flanagan bass, James Martin drums. I may well sneak in another song from this album later in the show. It's an improvisation by two tenors. Yes, I will. That's very decisive of me. I've just found a new-to-me Thelonious Monk album.
Thank you.
The jazz standard, Body and Soul. This is on a Storyville CD released in 96, but it's of a May 61 concert that was never previously issued. It's a quartet setting, Charlie Rouse tenor, John Orr bass and Frankie Dunlop drums, but I chose that piano solo version of Body and Soul as it demonstrates Monk's creativity so well. This gig was at the Oddfellow Pakkeyit, Copenhagen, and originally broadcast on Danish radio. It's worth searching out this CD. It's called, accurately, Thelonious Monk in Copenhagen. Here's the man who influenced Monk more than any other muso. I've dived back into the so-called private collection again, a set of 10 CDs worth of recordings that Ellington recorded at his own expense and simply stockpiled. We heard El Vitti, a feature for the Duke's high note specialist, trumpeter Cat Anderson. The liner notes state that Ellington is the composer, and you'd expect that, of course. It's true of every song on this Volume 8 of the private collection, but the detailed prose in the liner notes says it's a Gerald Wilson composition and arrangement, and that Wilson was a bullfight aficionado, and how El Vitti captured the artistry, pomp and circumstance of the bullfighter on the one hand and death, blood and sand on the other. A ghastly image, I must say. El Vitti was in the band book from August 65 to July 66 and a regular feature at live gigs. El Vitti replaced El Gatto, which in turn came back to replace it. Time for a vocal. Thank you.
with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him, He will not leave you. Whatsoever ears may bring, if your earthly friends forsake you, still more closely to Him cling. You've got a hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Trust in this world's riches. They so rapidly decay. Look to gain your heavenly treasures. They will never, never, never journey is completed. If to God you have been true, beautiful, wondrous hope in glory, your enraptured soul will view. All you gotta do is hold His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Hold to His hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. You've got to hold on to God's unchanging.
The traditional hymn, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand, recorded March 99. The vocalist was Carla Cook, born and raised in Detroit. Her musical experiences were either in the angelic choir of the Christian Methodist Episcopal Church or dancing to Motown. She did a degree in speech communication in Boston before the inevitable move to New York City, where this, her debut album, was recorded. Cyrus Chestnut, the Nutman piano, Kenny Davis bass, Jeffrey Haynes percussion. Next, we're off to Germany. That was the Horace Silver compo Opus to Funk, recorded in Ludwigsburg, Germany in July 88. The leader is Barbara Dennerlein. She was given her first organ as a Christmas present when she was 12. She starts lessons and her teacher has a Hammond B3, and Barbara immediately knows what she wants to do for the rest of her life. Here she's joined by three Americans: Ray Anderson trombone, Mitch Watkins guitar, Ronnie Burridge drums. Barbara, of course, the Hammond B3. Here's pianist Dan Nimmer with a jazz standard. Misty, the Errol Garner compo, played here in New York, Jan 2012, by Dan Nimmer, piano, David Wong, bass, and Pete Van Nostrum, drums. Nuff said. Here's a shorty, guitar and vibes. Thank you. Short and sweet indeed, from a Vic Juris album called Blue Horizon. Juris guitar, Joe Locke vibes. Recorded upstate New York 2002-2003. The song was called Gojo Duo. And here's that other Eric Allison song. It's entitled Improvisation for Unaccompanied Saxophones, although actually credited in terms of songwriting to the brilliant tenor duo of Al Cohen and Zoot Sims. The piece is completely improvised, apart from the three-note figure that repeats continuously. Eric Allison and Turk Morrow on tenors. That's all. March 96 in Florida, same session as our earlier track. Thank you. And that's it, sadly. Hope you've enjoyed this week's selections, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.